Don't spend another winter with your home colder than it should be. Hi, I'm Roy Spencer with PermaSeal. We measure the amount of heat loss and recommend solutions to keep it comfortable. Call PermaSeal for your free estimate, 800-421-SEAL, or visit permaseal.net.
Kind of makes you want to have a cigarette and some scotch, doesn't it, sweetheart? That music is coming straight out of this week's New to Lou 2. We love our New to Lou 2s. Some are super practical, some are creative, some are handy, some you don't really need, but they just look really cool. Well, that last one's kind of like this week's New to Lou 2. If you're looking for something more stylish for your audio streaming needs, we don't think it gets more hipster handsome than the Gramavox Bluetooth speaker. The Chicago-based company has built a Bluetooth speaker in the shape of a gramophone horn. The bold design and vintage sound is inspired by the 1920s Magnavox R3 horn speaker. It's a timeless looking piece that allows you to stream a little nostalgia into your life. It's not just a novelty hipster item, though. The steel S horn is actually manufactured using 1920s techniques to give you that truly vintage sound. It's available with a wooden base of either walnut or maple. The Gramavox has minimal physical controls, safe for a power switch, micro USB port, and a 3.5 millimeter stereo output to fit in with the decor of any modern abode. Unlike the gramophones of yesteryear, you won't have to waste precious energy cranking this thing up. Just link the Gramavox to any Bluetooth-enabled device and let the good old tunes roll. Those good old tunes come with a price tag, though. The speakers start at a hefty $349, but hey, they look and sound really cool. We put a video up on Lou's Facebook page, and we're going to add some links and photos on WGNradio.com, on the Mr. Fix-It page, also on Facebook, and also on VibeScore. Download the free app on your iPhone and vibe about it. That's this week's New to Lou 2.
Okay, so this thing gets sent to us, and it was, I looked at it like I looked at the 1970 International Scout that I was with my kids driving in Wisconsin, and it was for sale. And I said, oh, we got to stop. And I stopped the car and I got out, and there was this 1970 International Scout. Now, anybody that knows what a 1970 International Scout is, it's awesome looking. And it was completely restored. And I get out of the car, and it was at night, and the lights from the car, our car, were shining on it. And I just stood there and looked at it. And I just looked at it with a big smile on my face. And I think it was Carmen rolled down the window. You're so weird! Because I was just looking at it. So this Gramavox, gets sent. It's a block of this particular one that they sent us is cherry wood. It's about the size of a brick. Okay? Beautiful. Just a simple block of wood with one little brass hole on the top. Then, out of the box, I take, and it's all wrapped in like a velvet bag, okay? This giant black, matte black textured painted horn that sort of looks like the end of a French horn, but it's black. And you pop the thing in the top. And I set it up on the counter. And I plugged it in because, you know, it's a battery. You got to charge it up. And I just looked at it. And I thought, it is the coolest thing I've ever seen. And from a decor standpoint, I mean, I couldn't. I was just looking at it, right? And I was like, this is so cool. So then I Bluetoothed it with my phone. You know, the music with my phone. And I turned it on and I started playing the music. And that's where I kind of, is my reservation. So it is the coolest looking thing you ever want to see. The sound quality that comes out is just okay. And so to the company, you got a tiger by the tail here. First of all, what you didn't say in your Noodaloo 2 is it's $350.
I did say that.
You did?
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, I wasn't listening.
Who are you listening to over there?
I listen to BBM. Mm. It's almost traffic time. I want to give them their due. They're probably going for that gramophone sound, because that's
and they are
That's how it sounds.
Right.
Okay? So I get that, but I wasn't expecting it. And here's the flip side. This was at our house in Wisconsin. We have a Bose, one of those Bose speaker things that you plug the iPod into.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it's older. It's probably 6 or 7 years old. The old iPod, you know, with the old plug-in, sits in a little dock. And I'm always amazed by the sound quality of this Bose thing that my wife bought me, I don't know, you know, 5 or 6 years ago for Christmas. And so my expectation was that's what the sound was going to be like. And it's a little, you can almost, can you play the beginning of the Noodaloo 2? Just the beginning of the music.
You're going to get my little.
Noodaloo.
No. Kind of makes it here.
Wait. And then I'll tell you to stop.
Kind of makes you.
Oh. Okay. So that little tinny horn sound.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what a gramophone sounded like. Mm. So I get it. But I don't want you to be, think that you're, if you're an audio guy or an audio gal that loves great sound, like I don't think David, you're David, who loves music mm-hmm. and loves how it all sounds. I think he would think it's really cool.
I think he would too. That's exactly who I was thinking. He loves the record, you know, the old.
Right. But the sound is just this little tinny sound.
Mm-hmm.
And for $350,
sure.
I want it to sound a little better. So I don't know how I don't know how I feel about this. It's a certain application. It is the coolest looking thing, and it's such a simple design, and I love the fact that it's local. I just wish that the sound was a little less tinny, but I think that horn thing coming out of it is one of the coolest things I've ever seen. So check it out. It's on our Facebook page as well as WGNradio.com, and I'll package it back up and send it back to them because they want me to send it back.
Oh, man.
Well, I got to tell you, I was a little upset by that we have to send it back.
Oh. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Now, I didn't give it a glowing review, and it has nothing to do with me sending it back.
Right.
It's cool. But note to self, if you're going to try and get all this promotion on the big 50,000-watt blowtorch, I mean, I would give it to somebody.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it wouldn't be for me. As you know, we get sent a lot of stuff. Mm-hmm. If we kept everything, we'd both be divorced. Right? Because the UPS truck comes every day, and it's all, what are we going to do? All this? You know, Mary Beth's constantly saying, what are you doing with all this stuff on the back porch? You know, and I got to do something with it. We donate it, you know, give it to somebody. So anyway, but I'll send it back. 7:56 in the morning. Quick break, and we'll be back right after these.